What up, world?
Hey, y'all.
This is Simone.
And this is Sarita.
And this is Clean Ears.
Yay, with your friendly neighborhood snippet.
Snippety snip. Guys, today we are talking about how to avoid the stress of the holidays.
For sure. We know that right now you are probably running to get some more gifts. You are running around trying to get to somebody's potluck. You are figuring out these holiday parties. You've got all the things going on. And you're probably on the verge of a mental breakdown.
Yeah, man, listen, I completely feel you. There's so much to manage because it's like every group of friends wants to get together individually to celebrate the holiday season. And while I think it's so moving, I'd be like, oh my gosh, sometimes maybe we need to love on each other in June or more uneventful month.
Right. And you have to look amazing at all of these things because they will take pictures at every single one of these events.
Heck yeah. So especially as women who balance busy lives every single day and still manage to look amazing 78% of the time.
Yes.
Because sometimes I just be like, girl,
you just gonna have to catch this look.
You better just focus on my inner beauty day, girl. But we kind of came up with a couple of ideas to keep the stress to a minimum that have worked for us.
Yeah. And our number one thing, because we say this all of the time, say no.
Yeah.
You need to say no.
Goodness, yes. We can't do it all. You can't have the company Christmas party and the small group Christmas party and the friend group Christmas party and the family Christmas stuffs.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's so many different things in different groups. If you serve with a bunch of ministries, they all want to get together. And it's exciting, but it's a lot. Sometimes you got to, and then somebody will have the audacity. Audacity to be like, it's my birthday. No. No. You don't get to be born.
No.
And so sometimes it's like, okay, listen, sis, I would love to celebrate your life with you, but I just can't.
Or even if you go to that stuff, you just won't be potlucking to everything. You can't be in the white elephant for everything. Like, protect your budget, protect your peace of mind, protect your life, all of those things.
Just protect it all. The second thing that helps in the same vein of saying no is leave gaps in the calendar. My sister makes fun of me for this all the time because she was like, who walks with a planner that you have to write in? And I'm like, I do.
Yes.
Because I don't make plans based on the day. I make plans based on the week. Because sometimes I have an evening free, but it may have been left open because I needed to rest. And I may have put that in as a buffer for my sanity. So I need to be able to look at the whole scope of the week to be like, I can't even talk to you until 2 weeks from now. Or, yeah, girl, we can. So I leave gaps in the calendar just for sanity. And I suggest that you do the same and really honor those.
Yes.
If you got plans on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, take a break on Wednesday.
Yeah, take a deep breath. And I love it because the Sabbath is still very sacred, y'all. Even though we're in the middle of this Christmas season and supposedly every single one of your events celebrates Jesus' birthday, some of them really don't. You can take a break, say no, and rest yourself and make sure that you get through this with grace.
Man, what?
In the middle of it all.
Absolutely. One thing that has been really helpful to me, efficient little tip for you, go Christmas card shopping at one time. I think a lot of times in the past, especially, I was, I'm on the way to the function. Let me stop and get. And, or I'm on the way to work today. We're having the thing at work. Oh, we're having the thing at the office. I can't not have something. And so you end up making a lot of individual trips for it. What has benefited me? I'm like, as soon as them cards drop, I'm right at the store like, I'm gonna need one for this person. I'm gonna need one for that person. I'm gonna need one for that person. Or if you are just an absolute thug, you can wait until December 26th and rack all the way up for the next year. It's still going to be Merry Christmas next year.
Y'all, I just buy that pack because most of these people are not going to see and or talk to each other to figure out who got what. And so get a nice little pack of 10 or whatever and you are cool.
Heck yeah. But the whole goal is to just get them all in bulk. Have them on deck. I got Christmas cards in the room right now, regular cards. I don't even go to the store anymore. I'm writing to you from just my inventory.
Yes, I know people who have birthday cards, thank you cards, anniversary cards, wedding cards. They just buy them so they have them ready to go. I don't have all of those. I just do Christmas.
My budget is not really set up for me to just be that ready for all the occasions, but I do keep a lot of really pretty blank cards.
Ooh.
And when any occasion comes up, I just kindly take one of my pretty little blank cards and bam.
There you go.
Whatever holiday we want.
Mm-hmm. Our next tip is very close to these other ones, but it's just different ways to take care of yourself outside of just saying no and keeping your calendar clear. Here's things you can do on those dates.
Get your rest. Make sure that you're sleeping. Mm-hmm. I think it's a false misconception that, oh, if I don't have any plans and I'm just at the house, I'm resting. That is not rest. We mean like good old fashioned sleep.
Don't abandon what makes you feel good. We're talking about if you work out, if you have a hobby, if you like to go on walks, don't forget that stuff during this season. Just because it's a couple of weeks, it can be crazy couple of weeks. When you have that time to yourself, do the things that make you feel good.
Heck yeah. And then also take care of yourself health-wise. Eat properly. Eat real meals. Drink your water. Like, make sure that you're making it. Take your vitamins, eat your Wheaties, whatever it is that you need to do. But make sure that you're also taking care of yourself. I think a lot of times when we have a lot of running around to do, it's like, oh my gosh, I haven't eaten all day. And it's like, okay, that may be cool for one day, but right. By day 4 or 5, nah.
Right, you do not want to out here getting sick and all other things. Mm-hmm. And our last tip is really to make time for your own traditions, or even make your own traditions.
Yeah.
So much of what you do during the holidays is for other people. Mm-hmm. Going to their things, their parties, even your family have their own things. And we are getting to that age where you can start making your own things.
Absolutely. Something my family has done to give us a time to get together but also chill is we have a sleepover every year for the holidays, and we just veg. Well, actually, we be eating real good because my sister be cooking, and we just hang out. We get to hang out with the kids. We do all sorts of stuff. We got karaoke. We got dance parties. We got games. We got kids go away. We got to talk about adult stuff. We got holiday movies. We're making cocoa. We're making meals. And we just have a good time together. And that's a tradition that, you know, we're actually on year 5.
Oh,
I know. My gosh. But yeah, definitely make time for stuff like that, because I think something that really recharges me is time with my family. I don't know what it is, just all the hugs, I guess. And so that fuels me to get through the rest of life.
Well, something that I used to do with my family is that we used to always go to neighborhoods that are all lit up, and we would walk around and enjoy those. And now that I'm older, I'd like to do that on my own. And then one thing that I'm starting, that's actually my second year, I'm doing it in California, is I have a cookie decorating party. Last year, I did it with some girls that were in my small group, and this year, I'm doing it with my goddaughter and some friends in California while I'm out there for the holidays, and it's so much fun because it really is like, oh, this is something that I do. Like, we didn't do this before, but it's something that I do to celebrate the holidays.
Exactly, and I think it's kind of cool to have ownership of a tradition and to just feel like, you know what, I'm taking my family or my friend group or even myself a step closer to something that I want to see happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool to be able to be like, oh, I started this and now it's like a thing, and we look forward to it and we get together and we just have a great time.
Yes.
So we hope cookies were bomb.
Yeah, cookies are always good.
Yes.
We hope that this helped. We hope that you're avoiding stress at all costs.
Goodness, yes.
Because we're not yet there. We're still at the beginning of this holiday season, y'all.
You know what? The parties ain't even popped off yet. Because, guys, this is supposed to be a season of joy, mm-hmm. of celebrating the birth of Jesus. This is not supposed to be a season of stress. Don't you let anybody come up in here and stress you out when you're supposed to be enjoying yourself and loving on people and giving and stuff.
Yes. So until next time.
Have a good time.
Bye.
Bye.